Good evening. This is DAC Simulation bringing you on BCB 106.6 FM, bringing you your goth, industrial, and alternative kind of electronic music fix for this fortnight. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, just in the studio on my own, bringing you, well, a bunch of tunes, really, and a bit of news somewhere squirreled away in the middle of the show. So I opened there with Left Side Neighbour with Sirens, and that was one that I got from the promo CD I picked up of theirs from Kinetic a couple of weeks back, and I'm just going to continue with some tunes. Here's some 16 Volt.
Fire.
That was How to Destroy Angels with the Space in Between. And it does end like that. I haven't just cut it off really badly. It does actually just end that suddenly. And of course, I think I mentioned last week that How to Destroy Angels is Trent Reznor's new project, along with his wife and a couple of other people, I think. So, awesome stuff there. It is sounding very good. And I was going to leave this till the new section of the show, but it's worth mentioning it now because I've just played the track. But that is a completely free download. If you go to howtodestroyangels.com and give them your email address, they send you back a link to download that whole EP. There's five or six tracks, one I played a couple of weeks ago on the show and one I played this week. And it's basically, it's all stuff as good as that and well worth a listen. And free to download, so what more can you ask for? What else? Before that, I played Cy Aviat with No Excuse from Electric, and before that, I played 16 Volt with Feel It Through from, well, I got that one off the Kinetic Volume 3 compilation disc, a CD I got with going to the festival, so very good stuff there. Right, I think I'm going to keep the show a bit light on the chit-chat, so I'm just going to pile into some more music. Here's some Decoded Feedback. That was Ego Lightness with Save Your Serpent from the very good Electronic Saviors compilation album. Well worth getting your hands on. Lots of awesome stuff on that. And before that, we had Decoded Feedback with Demons. And that was from the Kinetic Volume 3 compilation album again. And I've got this feeling that I feel like it's halfway through the show, or it is nearabouts. So I'm going to run down the Gigging Club guide, and I would say the news, but I've already done the bit of the news that I thought was well worth mentioning. Coming up this Friday, Friday the 4th of June, we have the final Friday Flock over in Leeds. Now, it's well worth mentioning the venue has changed. With the demise of the subculture a couple of weeks back, there is no more subculture for the Friday Flock to occur in. So this final Friday Flock has been rearranged into a place called Igar Studios. Now, if you need more information about how to find this, go to fridayflock.net. There's instructions on how to find it. It's roughly about probably 25-30 minutes walk away from the train station. There's bus routes. There's lots of information how to get there. It's probably only a couple of quid in a taxi. It's not very far out of town, but it is out of town, which is an absolute shame. But it sounds like it's going to be a good night, because basically there's awesome stuff happening. There's Incubus, Succubus and Zeitgeist Zero playing. So the doors are at 7:30 and the first band's on at 8. Then at 10 p.m. after the bands, it goes into the normal club night, which should be an awesome one, given it's going to be the final Friday Flock. Basically, as for the foreseeable future, there is no more Flock. So we've no idea if it'll come back, when it'll come back, if it does. So I think we've pretty much got to go with the idea that it's not coming back. So make the most of it. So if you like the Friday Flock and fancy getting to the last ever one, get yourself along. That's this Friday the 4th of June, Igar Studios. I think it's £6 in advance as well, so probably £7 on the door. What else have we got? We've got this Saturday the 5th of June, Black Veil at the Cellar Bar at the George in Leeds. This runs from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m, £2.50 on the door. More information about that can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. We also have the following Saturday, Darklands, on the 12th of June. That's at the Stereo in York. That's £4 on the door and runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. And more information about that one could be found at myspace.com/Darklands Club Night. And it's well worth mentioning, Carpe Noctem has returned. I didn't get to the relaunch night myself, unfortunately, but I've been told on good information that it returned in style and it's back completely on form. So the bands went down well, and we have another instalment coming up later on this month, basically on the 26th, though about 3 or 4 weeks away. I'll mention this on the show in a fortnight's time, so you'll remember. On the 26th of this month, they've got, again, two bands, John Merrick's Remains and Siamese Twist. Doors 8:30, bands on at 9 p.m, and the club starts 11 p.m, goes on till 3. That's £3 on the door, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. Along with every Thursday, we've still got Bad Moon Rising running. That's again here in Bradford. Oh, I didn't say where Carpe Noctem was. That is at the Zubar in Bradford. The details are on gothupnorth.co.uk anyway. Again, like Bad Moon Rising, at the Zubar in Bradford, which is every Thursday, 9 p.m. till 1 a.m, free entry. Gothupnorth.co.uk for that one as well. And as we're on about weekly nights, it's well worth mentioning that the Sunday Goth Social is still going full steam ahead at the Pack Horse in Leeds. That runs from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. every Sunday and is free entry. I don't think there's an actual dedicated website for that, but there are Facebook events, so go and hunt out the Facebook event or group or whatever, as usual. Okay, right. Time to ignore me waffling anymore, and I'm going to play some XP8. Thank you.
Yeah. so unexpected and undeserved, had for some reason cleared away the cobwebs. I realized I didn't hate the cabinet door. I hated my life, my house, my family, my backyard. Nothing would ever change. Nothing new could ever be expected.
Sounding my brain like a drone. I've been 3 days awake on a shitload of coke, man. Just looking at me with that evil smile. I know that gleaming a riot, damn, she blows to a style, yeah. The city loves you, causing rising with a light from within that races straight to your brain, yeah. The city loves you, causing rising as we're here in the now. We're pushing forwards to mayhem. Screaming on a blast, the man, the loudest screaming on a Relative resounding my brain in the days. I've been 4 days awake and I can't feel my face, man. She's all over me with an evil smile. I know that gleaming her eye, and damn, she flaunts it with style, yeah. The city, it loves you, causing rising with that light from within that races straight to your brain, yeah. The city, it loves you, causing rising as we're here in the now. We're pushing forwards to mayhem. Living on a fast battle. Screaming on the fast and bad the louder. On the fast and bad the louder. Screaming on the fast and bad the louder. On the fast and bad the louder. Screaming on the fast and bad the louder. On the fast and bad the louder. Screaming on the fast and bad the louder.
Because we feel there's so much more to see.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Fantastically Memmaker with Ascent from the great album How to Enlist from in a Robot Uprising. Oh dear, I'm losing it, really, aren't I? How to Enlist in a Robot Uprising, and it's an album I think a lot of my friends have had for a while, and I've only just picked it up. However, I have picked up the 2-CD edition with the extra remix disc, which I believe is a fairly recent release, so I'll be giving that a good listen through, and probably playing more from that on future shows. Before that, we had Grendel with Chemicals and Circuitry from the Chemicals and Circuitry CD single. And before that, we had XP8 with Scorpio Eyes from Drop the Mask. Now, it hadn't occurred to me to look at the liner notes of Drop the Mask album in details, but there's a number of collaborations and things on there which really caught me out. I'd spotted... where is it? The one cover on the album. Yeah, I'd spotted the... She Wants Revenge cover a while back. But yeah, I didn't realise that Scorpio Eyes involved guest vocals from Eric Gossman from Everything Goes Cold, one of my other favourite bands. So if you've listened to this show before, you'll know I play that quite a bit. So yeah, it's a little gem, that album. It kind of creeps up on you because unless you've gone through the liner notes in details, you don't spot all these little detail-y things. And I didn't recognise Eric's voice straight off the bat there when I normally listen through the album. Anyway, I'm going to continue with some tunes. Now, here's another artist I've kind of should have had the material for years and haven't had it as long as I wish I had. This is from Caustic and his latest release, And You'll Know Me by the Trail of Vomit, and this is the track Shrapnel Condition.
We'll be right back.
Well, unfortunately, like usual, I'm running out of time. I just can't crowbar in enough good tunes to make enough time to say goodbye, really. So that's all I'm doing now. I played you there, I Scintilla with Ammunition. And before that, we had Caustic with Shrapnel Condition. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Mind in a Box with Change from Lust Alone. I want to say thanks for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more of the same. And see ya.
See the truth, this is not a matter of my youth. I do not need anybody else. Bonds would put my mind into cells. Like that, I would die lonely and incredibly sad.